This is the St. Mary Ann Cope Parish Podcast. Thanks for joining us. St. Mary Ann Cope Parish is the community of Catholic believers from Lakeland and Solvay, New York, located in Syracuse. Our podcast is here to help encourage and edify you in your faith.
A couple of weeks ago, I curiously looked at the readings for this particular Sunday, knowing that this Sunday would be the day before the actual creation of the parish and the day that we would be graced with the relic of St. Mary Ann Cope in our midst. And I was somewhat disappointed at the readings that occur for Cycle C of the 13th Sunday in Ordinary Time and wished that they were different readings. But as it usually happens when I express any kind of negative disappointment, God gets me and grabs me and throws me on the floor and hits me over the head and says something quite powerfully to me. And, you know, I never learn, of course, and I keep making the same kind of doubtful sin, but in this case, it was just like that. And so this passage from Luke's Gospel came alive for me as God was tempering my negativity. And he made it very clear to me why this particular gospel says something significant about our new patroness, St. Mary Ann Cope. We have here a signal in the Gospel of Luke where we have Jesus who is journeying to Jerusalem. And this is a literary signal in the Gospel of Luke for Jesus going, heading, pointing to his passion, his death on the cross. And so he is going toward Jerusalem because, of course, Jerusalem is the epicenter of the mystery of our salvation, and he has to pass through a Samaritan village. And of course, there was great hostility between the Orthodox Jews and the Samaritans, although some of them were of Jewish origin but practiced a slightly different brand of Judaism than Orthodox Judaism. So they had antipathy toward one another, and of course, they do not welcome Jesus because Jesus is a rabbi who stands for the institutional brand of Judaism. Well, Jesus uses this situation first to say to his disciples, we do not combat rejection, refusal by violence, but we do it by proactive missionary work. And that's what Jesus is going to show his disciples. In the meantime, as they move forward toward Jerusalem, he calls them to what is one of the most significant aspects of Christianity, and that is discipleship. What is a disciple? A disciple is one who learns from a master, follows a master, and imitates a master. Now, when I say master, I do not mean master as a slave master, but rather a master who exemplifies everything that brings fulfillment. And of course, we know that Jesus is the fulfillment of the law and the prophets, the total revelation to the Jews. And so Jesus calls disciples to follow him. And we have in this particular passage two such disciples who know that he is who he is because they call him Lord, Kyrios, but they're not ready to just make him the total object of their discipleship. They're still attached to the world. So to the first, when he invites him to follow him, that one replies, "Lord, let me go and bury my father." Now this sounds extreme, and most of you would say, well, of course, I mean, if your father died, wouldn't you go and bury him and have his funeral first and then go back to work or whatever? Well, of course, the literary form here is to make it go to the ridiculous and to show how discipleship takes full-hearted fidelity. It can't be haphazard. It can't be half-hearted, but it must be full-hearted. And secondly, the person says, "I will follow you, Lord," calls him Lord, "but first let me say farewell to my family at home." And again, half-hearted. He doesn't just jump into it with absolute full confidence. Well, what's that have to do with St. Mary Ann Cope? A lot. And what occurred to me was, here we have this incredible woman, and she was an incredible woman, who is successful, she is smart, she's competent, she's elected superior general of the Franciscan order, so she's very well respected among her sister peers, and so she could have had a very, at least according to her times, a fairly comfortable, stable, secure life. But that's not who she is. She's willing to travel 7,000 miles, which was probably a journey of weeks, to go to a place that was at that time isolated and a place that had very little promise because she was told that things were not very good there. They were in a shambles. But of course, she's an administrator. She's a competent person. She must have had incredible organizational skills. And she gives up the security of her Syracuse home to go to Hawaii and to serve people who at that time were feared. Hansen's disease was a horrible, horrible plague of a disease. But she's willing to go. Also, it is well known that whether it was the Bishop of Hawaii or who it was, but that 50 religious orders were asked to go to the leper colony. 50 refused. That's pretty incredible. 50 religious congregations refused to go. Mother Mary Ann said yes and took with her sisters who established an incredible ministry. And I think what is so fascinating to me is that she was a self-taught nurse, and she established protocols. And one of the miraculous things, of course, is that none of the sisters who went to the leper colony ever contracted Hansen's disease. And it was because of her competence as an administrator, as a leader, as a person who knew how to conduct missionary work and activity. No excuses from Mother Mary Ann. She made no excuses, but she left without any looking back to go and to serve the poorest and the most dreaded people on earth. What an incredible person to have as your patron, huh? I mean, if you want someone, if you need something, don't go to a person who's fumbling around. Go to a person who has that kind of a record of success. I just want to end with four quotes from her that I think make a lot of sense. And I have to tell you about this little card that I'm holding in my hand. I've been here 4 years, and I've used the desk in the pre-sacristy here many times. And I've cleaned out drawers, and I've organized the desk many times. Well, this one day, not too long ago, I was looking for a scrap piece of paper, and I went to the top drawer of the desk, and I opened it, and this card flies out and hits me in the chest. And I look, thinking it was something that I was going to throw away, and I look at it, and it's entitled, Quotes from Mother Mary Ann Cope. Well, at that point, I said to myself, okay, I surrender, you're here to stay. The first quote, we bring no gift to your majesty except our service on behalf of your suffering people whose infirmity we bear in our hearts. As disciples, we must bear one another's infirmities. Second quote, let us make the very best use of precious moments and do all in our power for his dear sake and for his greater honor and glory. This isn't about us, folks. This is about God's glory. This is about our duty to worship our Creator. Third quote, what little good we can do in this world to help and comfort the suffering, we wish to do it quietly and so far as possible, unnoticed and unknown. What we must do for God and not for our self-gratification. Fourthly, I do not think of reward. I am working for God and do it cheerfully. There are several references in the sacred scriptures about being cheerful. God loves a cheerful giver. Whatever we give, whatever we do, as a parish, we must think of Mother Mary Ann's words, to do it cheerfully, hospitably, graciously, to do it with the smile that she so often is depicted with, that won hearts and souls to salvation. Saint Marianne, keep us, pray for us, protect us, and love us on this new journey.
Thanks for joining us on the St. Marianne Cope Parish Podcast. If you have questions about St. Marianne Cope Parish, our locations, or any of our ministries, visit us online at stmariannecope.org.